Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And today we're playing a classic series I have on holiness. You know, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. And God was in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:19, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto them the word of reconciliation. Yes, we are reconciled to God. Our sins are not imputed against us, but the Bible says, be holy. What know you not? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Walking holy is required for walking in the dunamis power of God. It's not just to get you into heaven. It's what is required for power. Shalom.
And when you say, let's shut God out of everything, you put yourself in great jeopardy. Now, I believe that if Rachel and Carol had had some help, that's one reason why we're going to have Prayer Mountain in Branson. And we're going to have a prayer tower where people stay before the Lord. Rachel's going to be there at least half the time. And we're going to stay before the Lord. And she's not going to be just by herself down in Tishomingo. She's going to have a group of people around her who know how to go with her. And I believe that in these last days, based on this scripture, now, you have to base things on scripture. God means us to stand against the strategies of the devil. Amen. I believe there are things that must be stopped. And they'll have to be stopped by people praying in the Spirit about the mysteries of God. Amen. And that's just not praying about what you need and your husband needs and your children needs. You can pray those things. You can pray the prayer of faith about those things. Believe God for those things. Lynn was telling me, we waste a lot of prayer time. Lynn was telling me this morning that Justice Duplessis said, and I know this is the truth. He said, you don't need to pray that God will guide you. You got a guide inside you, the will of God to guide you. That'd be like hiring a guide, he said. I haven't listened to the tape yet, I will. And then saying to the guide all the time, please guide me, I beg you to guide me, I wish you would guide me, please guide me, please, please, please guide me. That is not what you pray, you know. Begging God to guide you. You wait in his presence and listen, hear what he says and go with it. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. But there are things to pray about. According to the scriptures, we are given tongues, we are given the Holy Ghost to pray about the mysteries of God, the plans of God here on the end. I believe there's a great need right now. This is why we're having Prayer Mountain. I believe there's a great need for us to corporately work with God concerning his mysteries. Because you can have good, better, or best in the last days. And I don't want any more of this stuff like happened in Oklahoma City, do you? I know things are coming. We're gonna talk about praying about the mystery of iniquity probably tomorrow. I know things are coming, but we can pray about them too. And we can have the best in those things instead of the worst in those things. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this is what God said. We have to believe it if God said it. Ephesians 6 now. Let's just read it and know that this is prayer armor. Glory be to God. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, stand before the Lord, for one thing, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation. Just think about the place of faith in prayer. Isn't that wonderful? Wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. You take all these things for prayer. I think maybe probably one of the greatest sins of the church is prayerlessness. Because it's our great call, our great work with him in prayer. Praying always with all prayer. That means all kinds of prayer. There's many kinds of prayer. The prayer of faith, the prayer of consecration and dedication, united prayer, all kinds of prayer. Praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication, how? In the Spirit. Now here's where we have to come in our prayer, moving in the Spirit. That's where you're going to be effective. Praying in the Spirit and watching. We're going to talk about watching in the Spirit one day. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. And for me, Paul said. Brother Halverson used to teach us out of this verse. He'd say, now, notice, it says praying with all kinds of prayer. And he says praying in the Spirit. He said you can pray all kinds of prayer in the Spirit. As you're yielding to the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost moves on you, you will pray one kind of prayer and then you will pray another kind of prayer. He said, in your prayer, you'll suddenly pray in, you'll pray the prayer of faith. Now, you can always pray the prayer of faith for you and for your needs. Whatsoever, this is Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them. Now, that's the prayer of faith for you. But you can be in the Spirit and God can move on you to pray the prayer of faith for some other saint. Now, you can't pray the prayer of faith. You can't push your desires over on another saint. You cannot do it. People try it. You cannot do it. But in the Spirit, for instance, Brother Halverson was praying in the middle of the night, and he sat up in the bed and he said, Donald Oman, Donald Oman, you shall live and not die. He didn't know who was Donald Oman, but the prayer was strong, and it was the prayer of faith for the life of Donald Oman. He went to church on Sunday to a big church in Minneapolis, which he went to back in those days, and they passed out a prayer list typewritten. He looked down the prayer list, and number 14 name was Donald Oman. He asked the usher, who is Donald Oman? The usher said, his mother's sitting back there in that back row. He's a missionary to Africa. He learned that Donald Oman had contracted a disease that you always die of in Africa. No hope to live. They had Donald Oman on his death bier, ready to bury, dead and pronounced dead. And at exactly the same time when Brother Halverson in the Spirit gave the command of faith, Donald Oman sat up. Hallelujah. You see why we need to pray always? What if Brother Halverson prayed always? What if he hadn't? Bless the Lord. He was always on the line. Brother Halverson met Donald Oman later, and they did meetings together. Now, that's kind of exciting, isn't it? Ooh, glory be to God. I've been around these people that we said yesterday are like spaceships. They take you out into outer space. I've been around them so much and their way of praying that you couldn't beat it out of me with a baseball bat. I mean, even when it got unpopular, I still believed it, still did it, met secretly with people who did. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Now, Paul, here's what Brother Halverson, he looked like this, dear brother. Would you please stand up again? It blesses me that you look like Brother Halverson. And then I found out you're a man of prayer. And that double blessed me. I squeal when Shelley told me that. But Brother Halverson had, you know, like redder cheeks and blue eyes, a twinkly kind of a Santa Claus type face. His little eyes just twinkled. Thank you. And when he was teaching on this verse, he said, he laughed at Paul. He said, Paul was talking about this kind of prayer. And he said, Paul knew. He said, Paul said, now when you're praying like that, don't forget to pray for me. When you're in that kind of prayer, put me in there. And then this is the kind of prayer, this is what Paul wanted prayer for. Verse 19. Pray for me, he says, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known what? The mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You can take this scripture right here and take it before the Lord and lift up Brother Copeland, who's speaking this mystery right now. We lift up Brother Hagin all the time. Oh, he's always, I just came back from that meeting in Colorado, and he got over into the glory. He said, oh, I just wish I could tell you the things that I see over here. I'm praying, give him utterance, Lord. Give him utterance. And I wasn't there. I'd gone home already, but he announced that he said, the Lord is releasing me to begin to tell you the things I'm seeing the first of the year. So the first of the year, we're going to hear them. Glory be to God. You pray for Brother Hagin now that he'll be bold, because he's made that statement. The devil will try to come around him and make him not tell us those things. So we've got to pray that way. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how do you do this praying in the Spirit? Well, you pray in tongues. You pray as far as you know how to pray with the Scripture. And then you come to this point. Let's turn over to Romans 8. Hallelujah. Romans 8. We'll start with verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Then you have a side journey. And then you go down to verse 26 and you hook it right up to verse 22. So we're going to read it like that together. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Verse 26, likewise, that means in the very same manner, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities with prayer in the Spirit, with sometimes groaning and travailing. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. This is the infirmity that he's talking about. We don't know everything about every mystery. We don't know everything about every preacher in the body of Christ. We don't know everything about every saint. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. This is inarticulate speech. Tongues is included. And he that searches the hearts, remember we read he knows everything? He that searches the hearts knows.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and what you have heard today is from my classic in-depth teaching on holiness. We'll send you the CDs of the entire series, which normally sell for $72, but we're offering them to you today for $35. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the classic series on holiness. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.